What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
If you hit that dismount right, you know, if you just say, hey, come on out here, baby. We got plenty of sauce and all the rub you want, baby.
The showman.
My question, what kind of establishment we're at?
Yeah. Hell, they might get in their cars quicker to get down.
we should do a live show from a shake joint one day.
I would not.
That'd be fun. I mean, you could.
Tyler, that is a great idea. Now, obviously, you'd have to remain in your space.
Well, I typically do, just like today.
Tyler, I mean, you want to talk about Tyler getting out over his skis.
Guys, that would mean I'd have to be out on location. So, just relax.
Tyler, if they did this thing and they said, hey, man, we're going to do this thing. We're going to do this thing live from... We're going to be at Onyx. That's where we're going.
We're going to be at Onyx.
Hey, Tyler wouldn't be. Okay. All right.
And then, he wouldn't crack the mic one time.
No. This is what he would do. Tyler would not say nothing. Tyler would then just go about connecting with one of our producer backups. We would not even go through the bosses or the proper procedures. He would just say, Chris Santiago, I'll cover Area 45 tonight. Let's just switch up. Can you get this for me real quick?
Nah, I don't want to work that late. It'd be more like, hey, Santiago, you want to make a quick Benjamin, bro?
Yeah, that's right. He got that money. He'll go ahead and just...
Maroon money.
Be like, yeah, Tyler's up there. Or Tyler would state his case on how pivotal it is that he is here along with our engineer. And
I mean, it would be our first show at a shake joint, so I felt like it would be important. I need to make sure we stay on track, we sound good, you know, and keep an eye on y'all.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what's the odds of you coming out if we did a show, a Football Friday from Onyx? What would be the odds of you making your way on out here? 713-572-4610. Listen, we're just doing kind of a focus group here to just kind of see what the thoughts would be if we were at a shake joint, as the fella said. What would be the odds of you making your way on out there? just to see.
Live from Treasures, it's the Drive.
We get a good enough response here. We may be able to pull it off now. Boss lady told me she could sell anything.
She sell anything. Okay. This ain't a hard one. This ain't a hard one. Pun intended. All right, but no, come on out here, guys, as you got a chance to win autographed football from Jalen Petrie. You got a chance to win an autographed game-size helmet signed by C.J. Stroud. Just put your name in the raffle box, and you can come hang out with us and do your thing. It is divisional round playoff football as the Texans have a huge, huge matchup. Speaking of the other matchups around the NFL, Clint, the big one here outside of Texans Chiefs is Ravens Bills. I think most people think that's what we're going to be talking about going into Monday, is what happened in that game. You've got Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, 1-2 in the MVP race. One of those guys will win it. I don't even know who is favorite at this point, but one of those guys will win it. And two, both of those guys, Clint, have been in the, when are they ever going to win the big one? When are they going to, neither one's been to the Super Bowl, neither one, both of them have made one appearance in the AFC Championship game, and they both lost in those games. Everything talked about them is they can't get over the hump. This is a huge game in between the two of them, and you can text your thoughts in on this as well. Who do you get the sense needs this game more, Clint? Who needs this game to you more, Allen or Lamar?
Since it's so easy for you, I'm gonna let you have this one first. I'm torn. I don't know how in the hell this is an easy pick for anybody. This is, I mean, you're talking about slaying the dragon. Both of them are up against, unbelievable careers. I mean, you're talking about Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks and teams if it weren't for one guy, right? There's a lot of teams that could say that about Brady back in the day. Well, now it's Pat Mahomes. And so you're talking about a chance to slay the dragon once again, which both of these guys need desperately. So, man, I don't know, Ron. I don't know. I got to hear your take of why it's so easy to pick one or the other.
To me, it's Lamar, and as you sit there, for me, it's easy. This is just my thought. It's not even an age thing. Clint, Josh Allen has played well in the postseason, right? That's not really his deal, right? They've just been, I mean, quite honest, I've watched every one of them. For the most part, man, he's just run up against that damn Chiefs team right now.
He's put his best foot forward.
Now, it's been opposite because Lamar's running to him as well, but Lamar did not play well. Like, you can look at the game last year against the Chiefs, his only AFC championship game, the only time he's played them, and say, Lamar was a major reason why we lost the game. Like, in terms of mistakes, multiple turnovers in the game, they scored 7 points or 10 points in the game. That's not the thing with Josh. Josh is just them. Like, if Josh could go out there and play some defense, maybe they'd have a chance in some of these games.